You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill gaming podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's September 18th, 2025, and welcome to episode 150 of Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill video game podcast. I'm your host, John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you 15 minutes of video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek. Thank you for tuning into the program today. On this week's show, I'm going to be talking about Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, the Order of Giants. But we start the day by checking out some of the headlines from the past week. Last week, Nintendo held a huge 60-minute Nintendo Direct and showed off a ton of stuff that they have coming down the pipeline for the Switch and the Switch 2. It was, honestly, it was an E3-sized presentation, and I think one of the best directs that they've done in a long time. So let's run through what I think were some of the biggest announcements of the show. They kicked things off with a bunch of Mario news to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Super Mario Brothers, starting with a teaser trailer for the Super Mario Galaxy movie, which arrives in theaters next spring. I was a little surprised because I thought they were going to go with Super Mario World for the title. That's what was rumored, but hey, there you go. And since they're doing Galaxy as the next film, it's a perfect time to re-release the Galaxy games. Both titles will hit the eShop on October 2nd for $40 a piece. And they're also making a couple of Galaxy-themed amiibo, which will arrive next year. In other Mario news, Mario Tennis Fever is coming to the Switch 2 next February. Super Mario Brothers Wonder is getting a Switch 2 edition with new content. And one of my favorite reveals of the show, Yoshi and the Mysterious Book comes out in the spring and looks super cool. It looks to play similar to the Yoshi's Island games. And as is the case with all of the Yoshi games, it has a really cool visual style that really sets it apart from everything else. I'm super jazzed for that one. Let's see. Metroid Prime 4 Beyond finally got a release date of December 12th. Alongside a new trailer that showed off Samus cruising around on a motorcycle in what looks like a more of an open world setting. You know, that series isn't really my jam, but I'm glad that folks are finally going to be able to play it. Hyrule Warriors Age of Imprisonment got a date of November 6th. Donkey Kong Bonanza got some Shadow Drop DLC, which brings DK back to DK Island. And a new Fire Emblem was announced called Fortune's Weave, which is coming sometime in 2026. Let's see. Another of my favorite announcements, surprisingly, was Pokemon Pocopia. For some reason, I have a hard time saying Pocopia. I've always been more of a fan of the Pokemon adjacent titles, you know, like Snap, as opposed to the main series. And this game looks like a combination of Pokemon and Animal Crossing and a bit of Minecraft thrown in there. It looks cute and kind of dumb, and I think I could get into that kind of weirdness. For third-party announcements, we got Resident Evil 9 Requiem, a remake of Fatal Frame 2, which I'm very excited for, a total remake of Dragon Quest VII called Dragon Quest VII Reimagined, which comes out on February 5th, and Hades 2 got a 1.0 release date of November 20th, and it's going to be a console exclusive for the Switch and Switch 2, so that's a big get for Nintendo. Finally, the weirdest, the absolute weirdest announcement of the show is that Nintendo is re-releasing the Virtual Boy. And I am 100% serious. They are releasing a $99 Virtual Boy that the Switch screen can slot into and let you play 14 of the quote-unquote classic Virtual Boy games. I think this is going to sit nicely alongside your Alarmo and your, you know, Wii Balance Board as bizarre collectible weirdness for hardcore Nintendo geeks. All told, though, I think this was a pretty spectacular showing from Nintendo, and they had lots of cool-looking games to get excited for coming the rest of this year and into next. So, good stuff, guys. Last year, developer Machine Games sucker-punched the gaming calendar and released the best game of 2024 in the last few weeks of the year. Indiana Jones and the Great Circle was really a stunning achievement, delivering the kind of adventure that made a longtime indie nerd like me proud. It had a nasty villain, mystical artifacts, globe-trotting locations, and Troy Baker delivering a performance as Dr. Jones that was about as perfect as you could expect from someone other than Harrison Ford. It was the best Nazi killing simulator outside of Wolfenstein. And while I'm dying to see what they'll do in a sequel, that would no doubt be many years away. So in the meantime, they've given us a bite-sized DLC titled The Order of Giants, which fits snugly into the main game's campaign. And while this new chapter is a lot of fun and has some really great puzzles, because of how it's presented, it feels a little bit handcuffed by the campaign's main story and ends up feeling almost more like a deleted scene than a true continuation of the story. So after you download the DLC, it'll appear as an objective on the Vatican map, which is one of the earlier locations in the game. So when I loaded up my game, I had to first fast travel to the Vatican, which placed me underground in some tomb that is apparently where I was last there. So then I had to spend about 15 minutes trying to remember how to get out of this area before I could go to where the start of the new content actually begins. I really kind of wish you could just select this from the main menu, but that is what it is. Once you get there, you meet a young priest who has angered Vatican officials over his persistent search for an artifact once owned by Pope Paul IV. The priest convinces Indy to search for the item on his behalf, since he would be recognized and stopped on sight. So he sets off into the crypts below the city to look for this relic and see what secrets it holds. And along the way, he'll encounter a dangerous cult and discover more about the Nephilim Order, which, if you played the main game, you remember was a big part of that story. So it's not a bad story for this DLC. It's definitely got some interesting ideas. My problem is that it's told in just a couple of hours, so it doesn't really have time to develop naturally. It feels kind of rushed. And the fact that it's taking place in the middle of an early part of the story that I've already finished means that it doesn't really feel like there are any stakes, you know? I know whatever happens here isn't really going to have much of an effect on the story because I've seen how it all plays out. And after you're done, it just kind of drops you back into the main game. So in retrospect, I wish maybe they would have gone with something that takes place either before or after this main game. That being said, it is a heck of a lot of fun. It's got some good exploration. You get to crack open the skulls of even more Nazis. It's got a pretty satisfying and cool finale. And most importantly, it has some really good puzzles to solve. They're among the best in the entire game, and really, you know, they had me scratching my head at times. without giving too much away, there's one that has you like decoding part of an ancient story to solve the puzzle. One that requires, it's much more about like reflexes and quick thinking. And then another one involving a big giant rotating puzzle and ancient symbols that you got to work out. And that one had me so stumped that I had to like quit the game for the night and come back in the morning with fresh eyes. They're kind of tricky, and the puzzles are truly the reason to play this. The Order of the Giants, it only takes a couple of hours to get through, and it doesn't expand on the story of the Great Circle in any really meaningful way, but it's still absolutely worth playing, I say. Troy Baker is again great as Indiana Jones. The music and presentation are still top tier, and the puzzles are legit great. Any new Indiana Jones content is a good thing. But now hopefully we can get started on a true sequel to the game, because I can't wait to see what they do next. So it was a sad day yesterday for both the fat kid and progressive communities, of which I consider myself a member of both, as Jerry Greenfield announced that he would be leaving the company that he co-founded in 1978, Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream. In a statement, Jerry said that his departure was due to parent company Unilever cracking down on the kind of social commentary that really helped to define the brand for so many years. In a quote, "Standing up for the values of justice, equity, and our shared humanity has never been more important, and yet Ben & Jerry's has been silenced, sidelined, for fear of upsetting those in power. It's easy to stand up and speak out when there's nothing at risk. The real test of values is when times are challenging and you have something to lose." End quote. And yeah, that feels really fitting right about now. It's crazy when an ice cream company has more backbone and integrity than most politicians. So Godspeed, Jerry Greenfield, and thank you for the Cherry Garcia. That's my favorite. A couple of things before we go. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who supported the show over the last 150 episodes. If it wasn't for all of you who have listened, subscribed, shared, and left a review, there wouldn't be a show. So thank you very much. And also a fun announcement. Last year we did our first ever Halloween episode. I stayed at the Haunted St. James Hotel in Red Wing, Minnesota, and shared my experience on the show. If you haven't listened yet, you can go back and check that out. Well, this year, I decided to do it again, and we're doing an entire month of Halloween episodes. 5 weeks, 5 episodes. The first 3 shows will be about some of the scariest video games around. I'm going to be playing those and talking about them. And then we wrap up the month with a very special 2-part episode. Recently, I traveled to Estes Park, Colorado, and I spent 2 nights at one of the most famous haunted hotels in the entire country, the Stanley Hotel. If you don't know, it's famous for being the inspiration for The Shining. And this hotel holds a lot of secrets, and I had an experience, I will call it, there that I will not soon forget. So I hope you're excited for a whole month of spooky shows. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch new episodes of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. Until next time, have a great week, and watch out for bears.